Oh, yeah. We're back, guys. We're back. Episode number 7, Brew Brothers Podcast. What are we calling this one, Alan?
Sell spurts and stuff.
I like that. We got a couple of seltzers in the building here.
We got a couple. Not as much as we should have, but we grabbed some. There's such a big variety, so I grabbed some of the ones that I thought were out and about now that I thought were a better flavor.
Yeah, well, we got Boulevard here.
Yeah, their brand's called Quirk.
Yeah, Quirk is awesome.
And that's their style of seltzers.
And then we got, we got Happy Dads.
It's only in the South you can find this, too.
I know. You can only get certain places. So,
yeah, Florida mainly.
And we have a non-seltzer here. That's some Spotted Cow, of course. Two non-seltzers.
We got the 20th anniversary of Founders KBS. It's a blueberry imperial stout this time.
Oh, yeah. That's delicious. That stuff is good. You know what? You just can't go wrong with any Founders.
No, not at all.
Founders is like that brand. Founders is a brand that they make stuff that you can't go deny it. Everybody likes it.
Yeah.
Everybody likes it. Founders always, and the flavor is always important in with Founder. I mean, I think I drink the stout probably all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The Dirty Bastard is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, the Dirty Bastard. God, I can fucking smell this thing right now, right when you crack it.
Which one did you crack there?
I cracked the Quirk Pineapple Orange Whip.
You know what? That's the one I want to try. You got to grab me one there because I want one of those, too. That's amazing.
So what Quirk did, these actually taste a lot better. Their regular seltzers are just called Quirks, but they are they're blends. They have a blueberry lemon, they have a hibiscus, they have a cherry lime in there. They have a different set. They have a yuzu fruit with pear.
Ooh, that smells delicious.
Right?
Pineapple orange whip. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal in the flavor.
Damn, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to try this, Katie.
Yeah.
It's a really good beer. Well, good seltzer, excuse me. This is a good seltzer. Anyway, I guess we got to recap our last, couple of weeks, Alan. I guess, I got to go to All Pints 2023.
Yeah, I saw you, some of your videos and photos. You just running around making fun friends and drinking good stuff everywhere.
You know what? I guess this year for me, it was more or less of drinking beer and more of getting to know people.
Oh, yeah, and there's so many more fun people up there.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I enjoyed it. Shout out to Clutch Brewing. They showed me a lot of love. Dangerous Man.
Yeah.
I kind of hung out with those guys a lot today. And, course, shout out to First Wrestling. They had wrestling there for the first time. Did you see that?
That was awesome.
Oh, man, I didn't get a chance to name the characters, but Dale just left, one of the producers here. Dale left, and he was telling me that First Wrestling is one of the founding forefathers of wrestlers that go to WWF or WWE. I never even knew that. So I don't know the backstories to wrestling organizations. So, you guys are more
into
that.
OVW in Ohio Valley Wrestling, and then you got Florida Championship Wrestling now, which is now NXT.
Right,
that got absorbed. So that's where all development goes, and they hone their skills.
Yeah, well, the guys out there wrestling, I didn't even get their names and nothing, but they were amazing. They were amazing wrestlers, and I mean, I couldn't do none of that stuff. I mean, I could probably do some of it, but after a couple of flips, I'd probably be out of control.
You're tall enough where you could just give you the big boot like Kevin Nash used to do.
Yes. Oh, Kevin Nash. I remember Kevin Nash. You remember Kevin Nash, Paul?
I know the name. I can't remember the face, Kevin though. Nash.
Big Daddy Diesel.
Big Daddy Diesel.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yes, Big Daddy
Diesel. Now he's in Magic Mike.
Yeah, right? Hey, he's still kicking. He must be in his 50s.
I think he's in his 60s.
60s, probably. Yeah. Yeah, he's still kicking, doing it. Good for him, man. That's awesome. Yeah, wrestling got this, super cool history of it. You know, all these guys. Like I said, I come from the Bob Backlund, Iron Sheik era. But I do like, you know who I...
Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, I love Sergeant Slaughter, yeah. You know who I love? I love Kurt Angle.
Oh, from the Attitude Era.
I love Kurt Angle.
So, two kind of funny stories. One... the Undertaker's brother is a regular at Rumors Across the Hall here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Doesn't look anything like his brother.
The Undertaker's brother?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
Baby Taker.
There was a guy that I helped train his son in Taekwondo, but he was really good friends with Sergeant Slaughter because they were in... not the Marines, what... The SEALs together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's a real SEAL.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Sergeant Slaughter was an animal.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was good, man. He had character, you know. Yep. You know, like he'd just say things and you believed him. I kind of miss wrestling. I used to look at wrestling religiously when it was WWE, and then I remember the transition where they couldn't use WWF anymore because it was for something else.
It was for the pandas.
For the panda, yeah.
I kind of fell out when they got into like the NWO thing and like all that kind of stuff.
That was kind
of
cool.
That's when I fell off of the.
I liked the NWO. Wrestling. It was like all black. It was kind of like NWA almost. It was kind of like they're like the bad boys of like, you know, wrestling.
Yeah. Spray paint causing mischief everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I had a good time. The All Pints is amazing. You know, good people. Oh, man, I met so many people from Bent Paddle.
Oh, yeah.
To Loose Cider. Shout out to all of them. You know what? I met these guys who make a seltzer. It's called Bouche. You heard of that? B-U-C-H. Is it Book or Bouche?
I know that one, but the name is just too funny. Bouche.
Bouche. It's B-U-C-H, right? And those guys, you know, they told me their story about how they came to, you know, making seltzers or whatever. And I got the gentleman who's the CEO. I got his card, and I think we should have him on the show. We should have him on the show. We just talked to him about, you know, what it took to get to that point, because they're kind of popular out there in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
If anything, we can patch him in, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, you know. That'd be awesome. We got to set that up. I should have set it up today, but, you know, we got a couple episodes where we can do that. I think we got something planned for, like, the Mead guy, the B-Boys, and all that stuff. So one thing at a time. So how's your last couple of weeks been, Alan, out here?
It's been a little crazy.
A little crazy? What's going on these days?
Setting everyone up for the lining up of events because school's going to start soon. So I have to line up restaurants with hockey times and get everyone on some sort of schedule and set up, like, I have specialty cakes coming in for fall. I have a lot of different unique sours coming through. I have more Oktoberfest coming through left and right.
Yeah.
We got little fans out here, some kids.
Yeah, we got a little friend out there. You know that guy?
I don't know. Should we see if he wants a drink?
Some little kid. He must be like, what, 3 maybe? Yeah. 4? He's just standing outside. That's our distracting window outside there. Yeah. People, walker bys. I mean, you know. What else? What else you got going on?
Not much. I got a phone call earlier this week from my my rep, Justin from Fulton.
Nice.
He's going to help us and start just ordering stuff for us so we don't miss the special stuff. So I'm going to get, coming down the pipeline, their blueberry sour. They don't really make sour, so we're getting their blueberry one coming. We missed the cherry, which is fine.
Yeah.
The blueberry one's 10 times better. I got the Oktoberfest coming here for the first time in forever because I've never seen it around here at all. I've only seen a chunk of everyone else's.
Yeah, exactly. No, that'd be great. No, you know, that's a good thing about us getting into this podcast. You know, now we're starting to get some specialty stuff. Like, people will start sending us some special things. We just actually got some stuff sent from some guy, Baines Brewing.
Yeah, Baines Brewing out of Illinois.
Yeah, shout out to him. What was his name? You remember his name?
I'll have to take a look.
Okay, but he'll take a look. But yeah, shout out to Baines Brewing. This guy makes his own stuff at home.
Yeah, we try to. He made a cream ale, a New England IPA, and a double dry hopped IPA, and we did.
They were actually pretty good. They were all pretty good.
Yeah, the cream ale was made with melon hop.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was in case, you know, we don't put this out there too much, but on Tuesdays, if you ever want to join us, Katie and Paul, on Tuesdays we usually go to Parrot's K.
Love the Parrot's K.
We go to Parrot's K. Mm-hmm. We hang out, you know, a couple of beer buddies. We all just get together. We sit there. We usually eat. We also partake in having, you know, their beer also. And then we bring our own beer. And we're able to, you know, we get these little cups sent to our table. And then we just pour out our beer that we bring with us. They usually put it in their fridge for us. And we just kind of chill out and, you know, pass the little cups around. And, you know, we know some other people in the bar that are there. A couple of beer groups that go there also. And we just kind of just drink beer and have fun.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
There's a beer group there every Tuesday. They've been going there for, like, I want to say more than 8 years.
Yeah, they've been going there forever, and they always are happy when we, you know, give them some new beers to try. So we do that.
Get on those 25 sharks and some jambalaya. I'm good to go.
Yeah. I usually, my favorite is the Thai wings. I love Thai wings and jerk wings. And, you know, I mean, you can't go wrong, though, the food there. Shout out to Rob and his staff. Josh and Ashley.
I can't eat a bunch of them, but the peanut butter wings, those are really damn good. But I just can't eat too many of them.
They're really sweet.
Yeah, we, Yeah, you haven't had.
I've never heard of peanut butter.
Oh my god!
Yeah, with a jelly dipping
yes,
sauce.
Yes, jelly
yeah.
dipping sauce.
He'll do rat. He'll do grape. He'll either do grape jelly, strawberry jelly, raspberry jelly, like yeah. apple.
Oh, yeah. News to me.
Yeah,
okay. It's so good. You got to join us. Just come join us one day.
They still doing sake bombs over there?
Oh, they don't stop doing.
Yeah, of course, of course they do. Yeah, we love the Paris K. The Paris K is like our spot. Like Tuesdays, we're there religiously, unless we're. You know, distracted with doing something else.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was single, I was there like every single night.
What does being single have to do with being at the bar?
Well, now I got kids and wife
oh,
and everything.
You
so,
got
you
kids,
know,
yeah.
I
forgot, yeah.
So I can't just go there for dinner every night.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
oh,
because so, also you have to be 21 to be yeah. in there. So.
Oh, yeah, you do have to be 21.
Yeah, right away I got ID. Right away.
So I found the guy, Baines Brewing. That's all it is.
What's his name?
Just Baines Brewing on Instagram.
Baines Brewing. Baines yeah. Brewing. Check him out on Instagram, IG.
He's got some good stuff. Like yeah. His cream ale with Mountain Hops was nice. That New England IPA, it looked coppery. Didn't even yeah. look like a hazy beer at all.
Yeah.
But it drank like one.
No, that was actually awesome beer. I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed the cream ale one. It was really good.
I'm just surprised when he sent it to me that none of it got damaged badly in the mail.
No.
Like nothing blew up. No. Or nothing like... leaked anywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy how we just meet random people from other places in the world. This you know, this lady Lynn, she always sends me beer from Fightin's down in New York, upstate New York. And actually she sent me an IPA and she sent me a cinnamon stout recently. I haven't even tried it yet. I'll probably just bring it to the show and try it. It seems like one of those things you should try together with everybody else, right?
It's amazing the people that you can meet if you actually open yourself up. Like my buddy Chris, he has a condo in Florida by St. Pete's Beach, and he's not a shy person. And so he'll go to the bar and, you know, he'll be like one of the louder guys in the bar.
Yeah.
But he'll meet so many interesting people just because of the fact that he's like open to just like going to a stranger and talking to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're like that, right, Alan? Yeah. We're yeah. like that. I'll talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I can go anywhere and meet anybody. I don't have any blending power. I can't blend in, so I can't just walk in the bar and nobody notice me. So I'm like, I just you know whatever. I just rock it out and have fun. Meet the bartender. Before I'm done, usually I meet the owner and all the staff, and we're out of here.
Yeah, I mean, he told me about stories where he's just sitting down next to somebody, and you know, he like, hey, what's your name? Buy your shop, blah blah blah, and that person ends up being like. A billionaire, corporate company owner of absolutely. Something or another, and absolutely. It's just like that's just totally random.
Yeah, absolutely. I've done that. I've met some multimillionaire friends that I have still now. Some like mentor me with life, you know, show me the way. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, you know, people wearing just you know jeans and a shirt.
Yep.
You know, super wealthy. You know, they can't trust anybody, so they kind of like meeting random people because
yeah.
Well, you know, even around here, I mean, a lot of people don't realize like when you see somebody like in those, they're millionaire farmers.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know, around here, you know, yeah. they aren't trying to you know pose as like they have a bunch of money. They're just like you said, they're just in jeans and a t-shirt, regular but they got guys. More money than you can even think of.
Exactly. No, no. You know, millionaires. You know what? Actually, I was looking at some video. I can't remember this guy's name, but he's an influencer, and he was talking about how you know there's millionaires everywhere now. Like mm-hmm. it's no big deal to be a millionaire. Like,
yeah.
It's no, and your first million is nothing. Like it's you know, when you start really getting recognized, like that tenth million, maybe you know. Mm-hmm. 20, you know, maybe, he's a million. Oh, he has 20 million. Okay, all right, no big deal. Because there's so many millionaires now, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, people are not excited about that anymore. Like, making $1 million is not that big of a deal anymore.
You know what I mean? People want 8 figures now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 8 figures is way better than
you. I got two.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
You got something.
You got a family. You got a family and kids, so it's different. You know, you got a family and kids. You got all these things going on.
If that two starts with a nine, I'm in good shape.
Hell yeah.
No, I get it. I mean, yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool that you know people that have money or you make money. You know what? A real person that's making money don't have to tell you that they're making money.
Yeah,
they're just making it. You know, so. But other than that, yeah, there's millionaires everywhere, you know. And me and Alan, we go to every bar. I think we meet everybody, know everybody.
Yeah, I got such a good friendship with everyone at any bar I go to. Like,
yeah.
They just give me They just randomly pour me something. I'm not mad about it.
Totally.
Well, that's what the thing that's so good about or beer or in general. You know, my brother, he has a friend that's, you know, super wealthy out in Minneapolis, but we'll just sit down and have a beer.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's just have a beer together.
Beer is the drink that brings people together. And sometimes, you know, forever together. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those drinks where you just, hey, let's just have a drink. And next thing you know, that drink is happening every week. And, you know, we have people, like, some people that we hang out with, I don't know what they do in their regular life, but I know that when we get together, we just kind of drink a beer and enjoy each other's company, you know, kick it, talk about beer, you know. And it's crazy because we had Victor join us for beer, but Victor doesn't drink beer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's just a, you know, a water apple juice drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, and the thing that...
Although he is an eater.
He is an eater, yes.
He loves his food.
Oh, yeah. He'll eat hamburgers all day.
Well, and, you know, I think that's one of the things that's so cool about what you guys are bringing to the table here with all these different beers. You know, everybody, they can sit down at the bar. They can try these, you know, different sours and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But when you go to a dive bar and everybody's just drinking whiskey, like, that's a totally different environment.
That is. That's a lot of drunk people.
Yeah.
Yes. Whiskey, too much whiskey, you can find yourself getting super intoxicated so quickly.
Yeah.
If you don't drink it slow.
And people just doing like shot after shot, you know, like that's not the same at all.
Nah. Well, you know, one beer at a time, right? One beer at a time. Enjoy your beer.
There you go.
Know, no rush. I'm drinking this Quirk hard seltzer from Boulevard. Boulevard makes amazing product.
So the nice thing is they're... no sugar added. It is 90 calories per can.
Ooh.
They're all gluten-free, which is perfect for what everyone wants.
Yeah.
It's real juice, but it's got that nice little, like, fruit, real juice characteristic with that little bit of a creamy texture to all of them.
Yeah. What do you think, Katie?
Yeah, you got the strawberry banana.
It tastes like the McDonald's strawberry banana smoothie that I get all the time, like, identical. It smells like it, too.
Yeah, no, you can smell them right when you crack them open.
Yeah. I think it's amazing. It's good.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love it. I love this. I love the one I'm drinking. It's a pineapple orange whip. Yeah, that's it. And they're all whips.
Oh, you need
right?
cups. Would you
strawberry
like
banana whip? And we got some happy. We got some happy dads here too. I mean, have anybody ever had any happy dads?
You'll only find them if you're down in the South.
Yes, I was down south, so of course I was in Wisconsin. I bought it in Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
So I was in Wisconsin. And I decided, I saw Happy Dads. We don't have that up here.
No.
And, of course, I saw Spotted Cow. We don't have that up here. That's only sold in Wisconsin. I think that's the catch, right? The catch is for it to only be sold in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they don't want to share it.
Actually, it says only in Wisconsin on the can. You see that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, only in Wisconsin. And, this their top beer. They make millions and millions of dollars off this beer. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the lady who owns this company is a really amazing person. She does a lot of stuff in the community and
if they're by themselves, I think they're like the 15th largest craft brewery.
Yeah, they are.
By themselves.
By themselves, independently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely tastes like peach, but I can't get behind seltzers. I don't know. No? It's just something. No, I just don't like the carbonation of it.
But at least the flavor's there for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So Lightning Cougars is in their backyard too, backyard as Wisconsin.
Right.
So when they start ramping up, like by themselves, Lightning Cougars is in the top 20 for production breweries.
Absolutely.
When they ramp up Summer Shandy, they become the number 4 automatically. They jump when that Summer Shandy releases.
Summer Shandy?
The volume turns up higher than normal.
Summer Shandy is pretty decent. I actually like that beer, but I think that Goose Island was better.
See, I don't.
I thought it was better. I thought it was smoother.
It could be, but the flavor I thought was better because I know lemonades are high on the sweet scale.
Right.
The Goose Island, though, is good, though, it's for good. What it is. Yeah.
I do have the Longin Cougars. I do have that in my fridge. I've never opened it yet. It's just sitting there. I have so much beer these days, I have to give some beer away or it'll go bad. Beer does go bad. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah,
it does go bad. And what are you drinking? A great Busch Light there, buddy?
Oh, yeah. My go-to.
The Tall Boys.
Tall Boys.
You know, I heard a comedian talk about this, like why Bud and Busch are the number one selling beers.
Why is that?
Because have you ever been shit-faced in a bar and tried to order a Leidenkugels?
Is this that comedian Charlie from Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think so.
He's hilarious as hell.
What did he say? Yeah. You can't. Yeah, can I get a little longer? Yeah, it never worked.
His comedy skits about like Lining Kugels, Miller, they all like endorse him with everything because he makes funny skits.
Yeah.
The one with him with dive and different four stages, the four different kinds of bars was the best. The airport one was the most hilarious.
Right. I've never seen, what's his name?
Charlie
something?
Yeah, from Wisconsin.
Okay.
He was the one that had the, I think he had a belt buckle that had the bottle opener on it.
He was here last year, I think, too, down in Fargo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should get him out here to Grand Forks for some good old-fashioned comedy.
I would like more comedians to come up here because he's great.
Yeah. You know what? There are a lot traveling. Actually, I have some friends in... They were telling me about some comedians that travel through the circuits of the small towns.
Oh, yeah.
Like they go to Twin Valley, they go to Perth, they get all these tiny towns, comedians like who are on the come up and pretty decent. They book them at these little tiny hole in the wall joints and they just kind of like have them come through and, you know, they make fun of the little towns because they probably from bigger cities and then they just kind of just keep moving. But apparently that's a big deal. That's where you kind of like hone your skills and people get to know you and then slowly you get bigger shows, right? But yeah, small towns get them all the time. Crookston, there's some comedians that pass through there, Thief River.
Yeah, I know the Spud Jr. I don't know if he's still doing it, but I know they had their comedy night.
Oh, really?
Every
know that.
Yeah, they do it in their prohibition room.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, I never knew that. Yeah. I like Spud Jr. Spud Jr. is a nice spot. We actually hang out there.
Yeah, they were podcasting with all the comedians out like right before the show, but they stopped doing that. Now I have all the equipment that they were using for it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's that all the equipment you got just recently?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. Hey.
So so back to the Bud Bush thing with if you're not aware, Amheiser just gutted 8 breweries out of their craft portfolio.
Heard about that.
To sell them off to recuperate some of the money they lost.
Heard about that. Seriously?
Yeah, they gutted 8. They gutted Shock Top, Breckenridge Brewing, Blue Point, 10 Barrel, Red Hook, Widmere, Square Mill Cidery, and Highball Energy Drink Company. And
I know Highball.
Yeah. The company that picked all those up is a cannabis company out of Canada called, like, I think TriPlay or something like that.
Wow.
So they
got rid of Breckenridge?
Yep.
Wow. Breckenridge makes great beer.
So they lose like $400 billion or something?
They're in the hole, I think, $30 billion so far or more. But I know that last time I looked, it was $30 billion.
And they're on that, like, blacklist or something?
Costco's done with them. They give them the Black Star.
Black Star. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Then that's when you know you're done.
Wow. I can't say I feel sorry for them, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, they kind of dug their own hole.
Who cares?
But they kept some of the bigger ones they wanted. So they kept Golden Road. They kept Kona.
Right. Oh, Golden Road's awesome. Yeah,
yeah. They kept Elysian. They kept Goose Island, which they had to.
Of course. Yeah. But, I mean, they dug their own hole. Now they try to dig themselves out. It's not like they're still not millionaires.
It's going to
gazillionaires, right?
It's going to take them at least 2 generations to recuperate some of the money because.
Wow.
20 years is a lot. They just did damage this bad. It's going to probably take like 20 years for them to get some of the money back. Cause
this is just all for the transgender thing, right?
It's all just in general how, like, most of it is, yeah.
Right? And Devin Malhoney, that's his name, whatever his name is?
Dylan Melvani.
You know what? I actually follow him on, or her. I follow her on Instagram. She's awesome. I like her. She's cool. She's like good energy, you know? Seems like a good person. And really got shitted on. It really wasn't her fault. It was kind of their fault.
Yeah, but she also makes fun of women, how dumb they play.
Yeah, that too. But and I look at it like this. You know what? They lost, and then she gained.
Yeah, but she still sort of played the ditzy card.
Yeah, she gained. She definitely gained. She gained some notoriety.
I don't support anybody with a mental disorder.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
Sorry, I don't pull any punches when it comes to this crap.
No, you
know
what? Fair.
Hey, I get it. Listen, I get it. I just, can anybody cancel us? I don't know if we can be canceled. Can we be canceled?
Who gives a shit if they cancel us?
Yeah, like, we got to be popular
That's not a thing. That's because you're just hurt.
Yeah, they
you're hurt by someone saying something.
And I think we talked about this not too long ago, but have you noticed all the shows on every streaming platform is transgender, bisexual.
That's why they're not making any money. That's why they're not making any money.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in everything now. You can't get away with anything.
Yes. Every single show. Every single show. You can't dodge it. Like every single show has transgender something on it. And it seemed like they're trying to make it okay. And then the singer Neo, you know who Neo is, right? Neo's getting a lot of slack because he said, how could you let your 12-year-old make a decision, or your 13-year-old, to be five-year-old to go from girl to boy at 5 years old? They're a kid, mm-hmm. and they're gonna regret that later on, right? You know, hey, I say give him a beer, you know,
yeah,
give him a beer and let him just move on. I mean, I could care less, man. Listen, if you wanna turn yourself guy to girl, girl to guy,
this is technically juice. This will work.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yeah, if my 5 year old comes up to me and he's like, I think I want to be a girl, I'm gonna be like, here's a beer, I'll put some hair on your nuts.
No, I mean, I get it. Listen,
I'll give you a coloring book. Just draw, yeah. Just color for me.
I'm sorry, I'm not with it. I mean, people could try to just drag me into that or drag anybody into that. I'm just not with it. I'm not getting on that bandwagon. I'm not joining the circus. Because you know what happens in the circus, right? The animals look real good, and they're popular, and next thing you know, they're not popular anymore.
But see, the thing is, like, everybody's beating this like a dead horse. I mean, we're even talking about it. Why?
Exactly.
Why is there anybody even talking about it?
You know what? It's because it's out there, and it's right in our face. They put it right in our face, and they want everybody to know, hey, I'm transgender. Hey, I'm gay. How about, you know what? I think we should have National Straight Day. Yeah. Then they'll be mad at us for that. Let's have National Straight Day. I'm straight. Just National Straight Day. Come on.
I've seen that march, actually. They actually did a march for that.
They did?
I've seen that one.
I'm straight.
They did, I think, last
year. This rapper, he always, whenever he starts to rap, he always, because he's Jamaican, he goes, straight, right? That's like a little Jamaican chant. We should take him and put him on every song. Straight.
We can open it like a dating app, kind of like Tinder, but just make sure that it's like, you know.
Yeah.
No predators.
Hey, I got a friend who went out with a girl that had both tools.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently he said he was, you know, touching her down there or whatever. She was a good looking lady and she kind of had like a little penis. I know that's crazy, but it's the truth. It's the absolute truth. You know, and that's what happened. And I mean, what do you do? I mean,
I know it is.
He said, it's the absolute truth. He said, I know it is. Did it happen to you too? Oh, damn. That's not good. Hey, listen, the guys that are girls now look so beautiful. They look better than girls. Like, how scary is that? And they don't even tell the guy before the guy tries to pick them up. Hey, you know, I know you're trying to hook up with me, but, you know, I'm actually really a guy who's pretending to be a girl.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's what gets some people, you know, I hear a lot about people being killed and bashed and killed and battered and all that stuff. Well, guess what? If I'm dating you and then after a certain amount of time, you tell me that you're a guy and I didn't know that and we've been being physical a little bit, but you've been kind of hiding that part from me, I'm going to be in my feelings.
Especially if they're like Dirk Diggler.
Who's Dirk Diggler?
Boogie Nights.
Oh. I got that one.
Sorry, I didn't say anything on that one. I was looking at
Adam, yeah. Adam's like, I don't want to touch this subject.
No, I know it. When he said Boogie Nights, I'm like, that movie's popped up in my brain so many times.
I don't know.
It's such a good movie.
Hey, I don't have a problem with it, what you want to do in your life. If you want to be a guy, a girl, you know, but I do have a problem with little kids becoming, you know, having sex changes. You know, I don't. Do you have a problem with that, Alan?
Yeah.
I have a problem with deception.
You have kids.
Yeah. Deception is the other aspect of it, too, though. I mean, what was it? The Crying Game?
Yes.
Wasn't that the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
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 But, you know, I mean, if you're a dude that is acting like a girl or wants to be a girl, like, okay, yeah, that's on you, but don't pretend like you don't have the stuff down there without telling somebody. I mean, that's just deceptive.
It's a penis. We could say it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Where did this? I thought we were talking about beer.
Hey, let's go back. Let's go back to beer. Let's go back to the seltzers. Hey, listen, if you're thinking about having a sex change or doing something out of your character, just drink a beer. You know, that's all. Drink a beer. Let's change it all. Yeah. Move on from life. Who cares? Yeah. You know, who cares? That's the problem. We're putting too much time into it these days, and it's all over the internet. So they're like, they're actually force feeding us, right? They're force feeding us. So I mean, what do you do anyway? Yeah. Anyway, what about the seltzer, Alan?
So, I didn't bring too many with me, but if you got more seltzers that you want to seek out, the other ones that are really good are the vodka-based seltzers, or the vodka-based sodas, sorry, not seltzers. The ones that are really good are the Truly vodka sodas.
Yes.
They have a Truly cherry lime. They have a peach tangerine.
Yes.
Blueberry lemon.
Yes, I love the Topo Choco.
The Topo Chicos, those aren't bad. The margarita ones are the better ones out of the variety pack, but now they've got...
I like the Vizzies, too. I like the Vizzies.
The Vizzies, the orange cream soda is probably the better one that was re-released, which is the old Coors Light orange cream soda.
Wait, you're talking about Truly's, right? Or White Claw's?
You said the Vizzies.
The Vizzies, but White Claw's good. I mean, White Claw's popular, right?
I like the Truly better than White Claw's, honestly.
I love the Mike's Hard Lemonade, too.
I can't do those. That's a diabetic nightmare for me. He said diet. I can't. It's too much.
My favorite is the High Noons.
Oh, I hate them.
Yeah, right. I kind of like High Noons.
Wife loves the Twisted Teas.
You know what?
They're Twisted Teas, they rock, man. Yeah. They rock.
They got a raspberry flavor. It's pretty good.
Yeah, they got raspberry peach, the Simply Spiked Lemonades.
Like those, too.
The Variety Pack's killer. The Blueberry, the Watermelon Lemonade, and the...
They're very
peach,
They're super tasty. I don't mind them at all. Yeah. You know, like seltzers are really, and seltzers are really.
But High Noons are like vodka. High Noons are all vodka based. Now there's tequila ones, but
yeah,
they have as much flavor as White Claw. I think the only other one that can kick their ass is just Carbliss, and Carbliss has the best flavor hands down.
True.
My brother-in-law's wife, she was drinking something, but it was a whiskey seltzer. I can't remember what
those are. The whiskey cocktails. There's Jim Beam and there's Jack Daniel's ones.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
The only one that if you go by flavor, the only good ones that we can get a hold of are the Jack and Coke and the Jameson Ginger. But if you do that, I would just get a fresh lime and squeeze a little bit of lime into the Jameson Ginger one. Give it a little bit more flavor.
Because these were like flavored ones, all like peach, like. Whiskey peach seltzer. It was something weird. I can't remember what it was now. But
they're pretty good.
But yeah, I mean, she loved it. She thought it was great.
There's the new one's out of the Frescas.
Ooh, Fresca. Yeah. Fresca's always pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good brand for
something good. And they're getting test marketed right now. The Monster Energy drinks are now reformulated to alcohol. So. They're monster vodka based cocktails.
Well, that sounds like a Four Loko.
They're called Beasts.
Beast. Kind of sounds like a Four Loko, which I think got outlawed.
Yeah, but these ones have no energy in them. It's just it's just alcohol.
Whatever happened to Zima with a Jolly Rancher?
Ooh,
Zima. We carried Zima so it's a Miller Coors product, and we brought it back. And we brought it back for 2 years, 2 summers straight up. And when everyone heard that it was coming to the markets. Everyone lost their goddamn mind because everyone knew what to do with them. Straight up Jolly Ranchers all day in them. And it's green apple always. It's always got to be green apple. But we would take pallets over to Happy Harry's stores and just drop them off and people would just pick them. Like I carried out for one person.
Didn't you guys have
15 cases, one person.
Didn't we have the two robbers here at one time too? The two robbers seltzer?
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I seen that one. I can't remember if I seen it here or somewhere else, but that was pretty good, too. There's a lot of good seltzers out there. Yeah. I mean, you could find one.
I would like Zima to make another run back, but I could see them doing it, like, maybe in 10 more years. Like, no. Yeah. Maybe 5 more just because it was 5 years ago. But I've been to some old small-town bars around North Dakota where I find tin tackers of Zima still, and I'm like, I've taken one or two of them.
There you go.
They're just too fun to like not have.
And I don't mind the Bud Seltzers either.
It depends which ones.
I don't like the. Is it mango one they got?
Mango, but you're not beating the Mango White Claw. They try, but.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's decent. They got some decent ones.
The one that was pure garbage is the Bud Apple seltzers. Oh, those horrible. Were trash.
I hated Bud when they tried anything Apple. Yeah. But it just sucked.
Well, then like last year or so, they released a fall version of their seltzers.
Yeah.
They had a maple one and eggnog, and
they
had a pumpkin spice one.
We're going to have to get Katie on a Zima with a Jolly Rancher, see what she thinks of that.
Yeah.
Just in the background. Yeah. Back.
We don't have one right now, Katie, but, I mean, we just have to... you got to try one of the Happy Dads, though. The Happy Dads pineapple is supposed to be really good.
I can get you the ingredients on how to make a Zima so we can do that for you.
Yeah, Zima. You know what? It actually was a decent brand. The Jolly Rancher thing was good.
The original malt liquor.
Yeah.
Those were the best commercials in the 90s for those.
They were.
Just so nostalgic. And anyone in like a Zoot suit was like, that is the high quality level to those. It was just great.
Yeah, does Bush have any seltzers? I don't think they...
Bud? The only seltzers they got are their own Bud seltzers. The only
Bud seltzers.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
I think they own, but I know they have Cutwater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and those are vodka based cocktails.
Yeah.
I think the margarita one's not bad. I think.
I don't know.
But
I'm the normal seltzer trier, the Trulies, the White Claws. Yeah. That's what I've tried. Trulies are good. What's the drink that looks like an American flag? I don't know if there's seltzers, you know, the one inside Happy Harry's. I don't know if it's a seltzer. It could be just a normal. It's like it's kind of sweet. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. It's popular. It sells. I haven't seen any
with an American flag.
Yeah, it's kind of like an American flag. I can't remember the name of it right now, but I haven't seen any Greenbelt Blue anywhere. Where's that at?
It runs out. I've seen it
that quick.
Yeah, I've seen it on tap at a few places in town. I know it's on tap at the Moose. I think the K as well.
Right.
Probably a Brick and Barley too.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen any Greenbelt Blue. I've been trying to stop by and grab some. I usually grab
I can't believe that you don't see Greenbelt like everywhere.
Greenbelt's having a hard time getting out here for some reason. Greenbelt Premium and Greenbelt Northeast are just a rough draw right now, especially in bottles.
Yeah, Greenbelt Premium. I mean, that's my go-to at the Parrot's K.
Yeah,
I like Premium a lot.
Yeah, that
beer, yeah.
You know, but it's like the only place I can find it in town.
Why is that? Why are they having such a hard time getting out here now?
I don't know. I don't dig too deep into that one because I know there's shortages everywhere, so I got to expect it.
Like, oh, absolutely.
We've been waiting 2 weeks on shipments for us, and we've been sitting bare empty with some products. It sucks.
Hey, did you hear what's going on in Canada right now?
They
have a vodka shortage. They have no vodka on the shelves at all.
Is that
actually? You know what? They can't even get none.
Is that why I saw a post from Baltic?
Yes, they can't even get any vodka
because they're the Canadian government's restricting.
Yeah, I think they're striking or something up there. Striking.
It doesn't surprise me when the government controls all the liquor. Like, it really kills everyone.
All of it. But that's in Manitoba for sure.
Yeah.
In Manitoba, the government controls the alcohol. So they can charge what they want. They can get what they want. They overcharge everybody. I mean, just 12 pack is probably, what's this 12 pack cost? $15 here?
Yeah.
That's $30 there easily.
If not the 40.
If not $40. They...
I know when you buy a case of Bush Light buy a case of Bud Light 24 pack.
Yep.
It's like $45 up there for a 24 pack of beer. That's
ridiculous.
And their dollar is doing horrible these days.
It's about as worth as the Russian currency.
Almost. Yeah. It's
trash.
It's trash. Yeah,
you got to get rid of government.
Right? I mean, they're just killing it. Like, they want to make all the money, even from my alcohol now. Like, what is that? Like,
they don't need the money. Just let people make their own money. Just let them enjoy it. Because every small business wants to be a brewer, to make whether you want to make liquor or you want to make beer. Let them start up and make their own.
And I'm starting to read more that there's a lot of breweries like closing down lately.
There's been a few,
kind of few,
yeah.
A few. So all over the country,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a big deal. But there's also a lot coming up too.
It's almost at the same time as they're closing.
Yeah, popping up here and there. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. And I'm happy to see that, you know, in the industry now, you know, everybody's kind of taking more risks now.
Yeah.
Because it was always just a, you know, let's see what kind of IPA we can make. Listen, everybody has the same old hoppy thing going on, you know? Now, yeah. Now I think everybody's taking more better chances with their beer.
No one's really going to push the envelope right now because the market's too high.
Yeah.
And the market is demanding easy drinking beers.
You know, speaking of like this, you know, the government, I would recommend everybody checks out. There's an interview with Russell Brand and the guy that's running for presidency, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Check out that interview that he did with Russell Brand, because he talks about like how just trying to get rid of government and all this kind of stuff.
Russell Brand's for him going from acting and being comedians and everything like that, he's actually really intelligent.
Yeah he is. Smart.
Yeah.
Actually, or he's got really good writers.
But he does good interview stuff too.
So. No, I think he's actually really smart.
Yeah, smart. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
especially from him being from overseas in England, from the UK, and everything.
Yep. And I mean, you know, a lot of people think that Vivek might be a rhino, but you know, you don't know. But the message that he's putting across, I mean, you got to listen to the interview, make your own opinion.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean. These days, man, the government is just trying to control everything. They want to control our alcohol. That's a whole different level now. Yeah, wow. And, this is an inside joke. You guys can't know what's going on right now. Just let that go. We'll let that go. We didn't know that person, did we?
No.
We want to, but we don't. Anyway. So anyway, what you got there in your hand? Raspberry lime?
I got a raspberry lime whip. I've been secretly just crushing all these seltzers. They're really tasty and they're really easy to drink.
Yeah, they are, with the real juice. That's an important part.
Yeah, know?
The real juice. I mean, some people might not dig the taste of some seltzers because of the carbonation.
Yeah,
but I get it. But you know, they're good. I think they're tasty.
Yeah,
they taste really good. They smell good.
And for nailing on the head for seltzers, Truly putting theirs in kegs.
Yeah,
and getting the flavor right, they actually nailed it pretty well.
I wonder how they can even put it in kegs, because if you've ever seen the cans, like with the temperature change, how the can will like crush and like explode or go back and forth.
Right.
I wonder how that carbonation can even stay in the keg. You think it would be like a bomb waiting to go off if it got too hot.
And that's what I thought too, because like for seltzers on tap, like when they first did it, you had to charge the like it was like charging a battery. Like you had to let it. You had to open the tap line, let it pour for a while to get the carbonation back in there.
Right.
But somehow
they figured
maybe,
it out.
Maybe so, they have like a, because I got like this Pelican case, you know, that people put on airplanes and stuff, and it has like kind of a release pressure valve.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe they have that on the keg.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No. Okay.
I tried looking because that was my thought too. They do not. I was very confused. I'm like, how is this staying fresh and carbonated? And it is. It's weird.
Yeah.
But I know you have to charge the kegs because the CO2 lines that run through it.
Exactly.
So that's what keeps them charged all the time.
Absolutely.
But it's just liquid in there. And thankfully, the CO2 and nitrogen level ratios work very well in that favor for when they put it on tap anywhere. It doesn't dissolve.
Right.
It doesn't go flat. It does go flat because it's not going to stay carbonated forever.
No, it's not. That's why it's a good thing they probably go fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many pours? Do we have enough for Katie? She should try this.
Yeah.
Give her some of that.
Yeah.
Hey, Katie, come try this this pineapple seltzer from Happy Dad's. I'll do the can if you don't mind. Here. Oh.
I'm right here.
There you go. Oh, there you go. Hey, try that. See if you like it. I've had some before, so I don't really need any, but yeah.
That's good. Mix that's all I need.
Give you the rest.
What do you think? Try that. Give that a try, Katie. Let's get that on Katie.
Oh, it's pineapple. You can tell.
You can tell, right?
I didn't like that at all.
No, right?
I don't like it at all.
I don't know. It's popular in you know, like in the South and Florida, New York. I don't know. Happy Dad's is popular.
That is. Ooh. I can't get behind this. It's good flavor right up front, then it fades.
It fades real quick, right?
Mm-hmm. What a flop.
Yeah.
This is awful.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty bad.
This is just flat water at this point.
Yeah. I was just saying that. It tastes like the bubbly water after you drink it.
The bubbly.
Yeah.
Bubbly, yeah, I do.
I guess we could say I'm a father. He's a father. I'm not a happy dad.
I commend Happy Dad for what they did because they're popular as hell.
Well, you know what? Great marketing.
Yeah.
Great people behind it. You know, they knew how to get it out to the people.
Well,
but Happy Dad really isn't that good.
No, and they with Happy Dad now. So you know there's mom water out there.
Absolutely.
There's variety packs, and they've got some decent flavors. It's funny because now there's dad water coming right behind it.
Dad water?
Yep. So you have mom water, dad water. It's pretty stupid. The flavors sounded actually pretty good, but I'm intrigued to try the dad.
Mom,
the dad
water, dad water.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Liquid death.
Liquid death is good.
It's water. It's water.
But it's smart marketing on their end.
It is. Liquid death. You know, like, yeah.
But at least the flavor in liquid death stays longer than this.
Yeah.
It's weird, though.
I don't get it. I'm Happy Dad. Happy Dad is popular, too. It's like they can't keep it on the shelves.
It's because of people that like High Noon that like.
Right, because they're pouring it out.
Probably. No, what it is probably is probably just like I said, it's great marketing.
Yeah.
They've managed. And all these young YouTubers are selling it. So
because they're all because
they're making money off of it.
They're trying to find the next Dave Portnoy.
Oh, exactly.
To help sell Happy Dad.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all selling it. You know, I don't know what's the guy's name. Those Full Sin guys. They're selling it all the time.
Oh,
those guys are popular. So they're just pushing Happy Dad, Happy Dad, Happy Dad.
Oh yeah.
And then all their little influencers' kids. Oh my God, they drink Happy Dad. We should get some.
And it's just trash.
And y'all drink Happy Dad. That's how they sound to me. You know.
Well, I mean, you know, high school kids, early 20 college kids.
But
I mean, we were drinking Natty Ice and all that bullshit back in the day.
Exactly.
It was awful.
Natty Ice. Wow. Remember that?
Oh, like the cheapest you can get. You know?
Now you got Natty Light. Natty Light is still flying off the shelves.
It is
insane.
You guys distribute that?
No, that's Anheuser's, but it's still popular. It still sells really well, which is crazy.
The fact that people are still drinking Old English is beyond me.
Hey, you know what? I would drink them for nostalgia. That's it.
I just sold the case at Happy Harry's today too. Yeah.
What's that? Old English?
It's like drinking a fart.
It's still a 40.
Yeah.
It's still a 40, but now the 40 is a plastic bottle.
Oh no! Really?
Yes, it comes in a plastic bottle now.
Everything is in plastic except for Bud Light, Budweiser, Miller, and Coors.
Oh my! I couldn't imagine drinking
Mickey's.
An OE out of a plastic bottle.
It's a plastic bottle.
That would be so disgusting.
Yeah. And the mouth is a lot wider.
It is. Yeah, it is. I remember. You know what? It's just funny. I remember grabbing a cold thing of OE from the corner store. We call them the bodega in New York. From the bodega, we go to the bodega, grab some OE. You know, and everybody get their own 40, and then we drink the 40, and then we'd be just shit-faced it. And then of course, I used to get so drunk because I wasn't really good at drinking back then. My friends used to bring me to my door. They would bring me to the door. They would knock on the door, and they would run.
That's how you do it, just dine and ditch.
And then I'd be standing in front of the door. Hey, Ma, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. What's wrong with you? Nothing.
You're about to take this ass whipping.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, then, you know, like, you know, half an hour later, she hit me in a room. Bleh, just throwing it up.
Then you also have the Edward 40 hands, you know.
There you go.
In college, you'd take the OEs and the
that game will never
duct tape them to you.
That game will never go away.
God, that's awesome, yeah. They just don't do fun games like that anymore, do they?
Yeah,
Do they still do that?
What games?
Katie, you know, beer like games? Beer games.
Edward 40 hands.
Edward 40 hands.
Beer pong.
Beer pong?
Beer pong. Actually, something that a lot of
or flip cup.
I've seen this a lot on TikTok. So they'll tape their drinks to the garage door opener. And I'm sure you'll know where I'm getting at.
They lift it up, try to drink it.
Everyone does that on Barstool.
Yep. That's the thing. It makes such a mess.
I don't know why. I mean, it'd be kind of funny to try.
People are idiots. That's why.
I saw one of a bunch of girls do it, and the garage door kept. They taped Coronas.
Yeah.
To the doors at an angle, and it kept going up.
Yep.
And they just kept falling backwards and making a mess and then falling over.
That's hilarious. Dude.
Like, how did you think that was going to work? I commend you for trying because it just seems fun, but someone's going to end up hurt in the funniest way possible.
Just try. You know what? I've tried to get into the spirit of trying something different just to kind of get some views and looks or whatever. And I don't know if you saw it, but I poured beer all over my head one day.
Yeah, I saw
was
that.
Praying to the beer guards, right? It was funny. And, you know, people found it to be funny. And I got quite a bit of views on it, right? But I'll never do that again.
Oh, it's such a mess.
One and done.
No. You don't notice. I put a towel down on the floor so I didn't make a mess. So
it didn't go on the towel.
But all my friends are hitting me up, you know, hey, I know you like golden showers, bud, you know.
That's pretty good.
I'm like, really? Did you just text me that? Yeah. He said, I knew you were into that stuff, bro. You know, I'm like, wow. You know, but
you got R. Kelly going in the background.
Yeah, right. R. Kelly, that's horrible, yo. That's horrible. My mind's telling me no. You don't get it, right?
What is that, a song?
Yeah, R. Kelly. So bad song. Okay, so
no,
R. Kelly.
Okay,
we can't explain it to Katie. She's too young to understand. Yeah. We'll explain it later to Katie, but yeah. So basically, yeah. So I don't.
Just understand he went to jail for those songs.
Yes. Also, note to self, when you pour beer on your head, close your eyes, goddammit. Boy, could that burn in your eyes. Holy shit. I closed my eyes. But the afterwards, I had like a little trickles. I was like, what in the hell did I just do? You know, I didn't figure this out, you know, ahead of time. You know?
So I did a video on New Year's Eve. I got a flamethrower.
Oh,
and so
nice.
I pointed it straight up in the air, you know, just to make it look really cool.
Oh.
Terrible idea.
Because the wind's going to blow it back down at you.
No.
What happened?
The gas comes back down on you. So I smelled like gas the rest of the night, oh, and my God. Coat was drenched in gas and everything.
What
you
if
know?
You would have set yourself on fire?
Yeah, well, luckily it was in the winter.
Have
so.
You seen it, Shannon?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay, I got to show you. Okay. I posted it.
You posted it?
On TikTok, and it... Nope, community guidelines.
Oh, really? They wouldn't let it even go?
Nope, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. TikTok lets a lot of stuff go.
I know. I don't get it. They let you talk about everything, but they wouldn't
let
that go.
Some girl can sit there and twerk her ass on TikTok, but me...
half naked, yo.
Yeah,
oh.
Showing off a flamethrower. Yeah, apparently that's...
Flamethrowers are no good.
Yeah.
Oh, you can get
even though it's not even a weapon.
You can get half naked on TikTok, and they love it.
It's an adrenaline rush to see what you can do.
I can't believe they banned it.
I got to show you.
That's hilarious, yo. You know, we should probably put that up. Can we put that on Instagram? Will they let that show on Instagram?
Probably not, because it's like community guidelines.
Really?
If it's for TikTok, definitely Instagram won't let you do it.
I'll put it on my story. We'll see what happens.
Do it.
Because more people look at your story than they do your pictures. Like these days, they said more people look at stories, and you got the stories are interesting. You'll see more people checking out your story than you will your actual pictures and your posts.
Oh, yeah, these reels are ridiculous.
Yeah, the reels are more popular. Yeah, reels are more popular. What you got there, Alan?
I cracked open this raspberry lime. It's so good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Let's see it.
I even made a cool edit.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. That's hilarious. Where'd you get a flamethrower from?
Next door. Brothers Firearms.
Yeah, really? You can. And honestly, you can buy flamethrowers anywhere awesome. Now.
Like, how much is it?
They had them on discount because they were coming out with a new line of them.
Right.
So I think that one was almost $500.
That's not bad. You still got it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool. We got to do some flamethrowing.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Do a flamethrowing.
The new ones that they have are awesome because you can actually attach them to a gun.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah, so you can have an AR with a flamethrower attached to the bottom of it.
You're giving these guys out there shooting people a whole lot of ideas right now, right? Hey, maybe I'll get a flamethrower, too.
It's all right. If you want to use we can use the flamethrower if you want, but we got to do it during box season. So we can light a fire with that and then heat up some metal rods and stick them in our beer so we can do some proper bock poking.
Yes.
When's
bock season?
In the fall and spring.
Fall, spring.
More winter, more or less.
I'm waiting on, you know, Oktoberfest and stout season. That's what I'm waiting on.
And that's what I'm stoked for because I was in Bemidji yesterday running a kiosk out to the Bemidji Fairground, the Beltram County Fairground.
Right.
Because they're having their fair. And that thing is massively popular. Like, I had to wait in line.
Beltrami County. Where's that going to be? In Deep River?
No, it's in Bemidji.
Oh, it's in Bemidji.
Yeah, I was there yesterday, and I delivered out there. It took me, like, 20-something minutes to get in there just to deliver a kiosk.
Wow. How long is that for, the little thing?
It's all weekend.
Oh, okay.
But then I stopped at Northern Liquor there, and I used to be up there a little bit every now and then a couple years ago.
Right.
And I used to talk to Mary at Northern Liquor, who owns that place.
Right.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard you mention her before.
I went there, bullshitted with her for a little bit. Going to do some samplings up there.
That's awesome.
Like a Thursday or Friday. But I ended up picking up a couple beers from there. So I picked up some Jack Pine.
I love Jack Pine.
I picked up their pineapple wheat.
I got that. I got some in the fridge right now. And I also have some lemon meringue left. I got two left.
Nice. And then I picked up some new ones from War Pigs. They're... Stout, Imperial Stout. I got some for you. It's a cinnamon horchata.
Ooh, cinnamon horchata.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
So I got some for you.
Have you ever had stouts, Katie?
Any stouts? No. No.
We got one for you right now. Blueberry. Try that. Anyway, I'm going to let Paul take over just for a second. Keep going, Alan.
Oh, fine. Here.
Yeah.
Find us a bottle opener.
There's a bottle opener.
There's one right there.
Oh, that is.
Freaking Shannon having to go to the bathroom during the meeting. How dare you interrupt company time?
You got to break the seal.
Oh, I'm glad I did that before I came here. Bemidji's always been a fun place for me, going up there, talking to everyone. Mary always gets probably some of the better craft selection up in that whole area. She's willing to break open some nice things to sample out to any customer I can think of willing to try anything. But when she samples, she gets a lot of like good reps to come up there, whether it be the wine world, the beer world, or the liquor world. And it's a big blast. We have spent the whole night bullshitting with each other, and we end up a little tuned up. So we end up going to the restaurant down the road, and we end up just bullshitting, getting some food, and enjoying our night, just talking a little bit before we head out. Probably one of my favorite things about being in Bemidji, besides working with Steph at Bemidji Brewing and everything.
Right. Yeah, Bemidji makes some great beer. That's what I had, that pineapple.
The pineapple mango sour?
Yes, I had that. They have that at Pirates K.
Yep.
Actually, awesome beer. And
it's at Ellie's Ivy, too, right now.
Oh, it is at Ellie's Ivy? Yeah. I don't go to Ellie's Ivy too much, but I will be going to Helix tonight. Just put that out there.
I would love to join you.
Sam.
I had a really good steak there.
Yeah, I'm going to Ellie's. You know what? I love the scallops. Do you like scallops, Katie?
No.
Really?
God, really?
Ew. No.
Are you? I just went up like 3 octaves there.
Really?
Are you keeping it simple?
Yeah, basically. Stouffer's.
Do you like seafood at all?
No, not really.
Imitation crab meat?
Gross.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. Some of the best scallops I've ever had was at Fuji.
Ooh, yeah.
Fuji's good.
I've had scallops at Fuji, too. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. I like scallops. I like the way, you know, sometimes. I go to a place in Canada. It's called Inferno Bistro. I go there religiously, and their scallops is, like, bang on. The chef is amazing. It's awesome. And then they have this, they have these lobster pot stickers that are just to die for.
You know, because obviously the Columbia Mall here is a complete dead zone. It wouldn't be if they would do like Fargo and bring in, what's that restaurant that has like sushi and steak and everything?
Kobe?
Fuji.
Oh, no. No, I'm drawing a blank on the name. I don't know. They're a big franchise.
Like a franchise?
But yeah, if they were to open that up in the Columbia Mall here, people would be flooding in there just to go to that restaurant, and then you'd have stores blowing up all around it.
Well, I know, but I heard that they charge too much money for space.
They charge an astronomical amount of money during like fall and winter time when like it's Christmas time. They triple the rent, I think.
How are they able to triple the rent at a place?
Because it's the mall and they can do what they want. The guy who owns it's a billionaire out of Chicago who doesn't give a fuck. It's a tax write-off for him.
Yeah, he just uses this as a tax write-off.
Yeah.
Really?
He dumps all of his debt into this.
And the mall, the manager of the mall is an idiot. Doesn't try to even get new business in here.
Wow. Yeah, it's just like, to me, I call it the zombie mall.
Because
it'd just be a bunch of zombies running around in there. They could actually make good movies in there.
It's a walking mall. Like that's where everyone goes to walk for hours.
Yeah. Well, they walk here at our mall here. This is the busiest walking mall in the city.
Yeah, I'll give it a try. A little bit.
Yep, this is the busiest walking mall in the city.
It's like chocolate syrup.
Yeah. It's chocolate right and blueberries, maple syrup and bourbon.
Oh, wow.
And coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I smell the coffee now.
You know what? I love anything that Founders makes. So I have no problem with anything they make.
Oh,
Paul?
Yeah. Too much for you?
It's Oh, coffee.
She said, oh, coffee. Blueberry coffee. You don't like coffee?
Okay, I've tried it. I just don't like the taste of it.
You know what coffee is an acquired taste.
Hey, at least this got you to try a stout, even though it's a bourbon barrel stout.
Crave. Yeah. That was the name of the restaurant.
Crave. Crave. Yeah, Crave is pretty good. Crave. What do you think? What do you think of that, Alan?
I like this a lot. But I like bourbon beer quite a bit, though. Katie, not so much.
No, if it didn't have the coffee taste, maybe. I told you.
Just a barrel aged stuff.
Go in his face.
Nope.
Or camera.
No?
Nope. Missed it. Not for me. I mean, I get the coffee flavor to it, but I couldn't drink that.
It's an acquired taste.
So good.
Like, I can do that as a, like, I have a tequila. Yeah. That's a coffee flavored tequila, and right. I can do a shot of it like that, but there's no way I could actually drink a cup of that.
No?
No.
But you could put it in your coffee.
Why would I put it in my coffee? Why not? It tastes like coffee.
Just put like a little dab in it.
Just put it in here.
Well, if I already have coffee, I'm just going to put like Bailey's or something.
Put Bailey's in it? I'll put Bailey's in it too. No, the founder stuff is pretty, it's strong.
This will make you shit like a goose.
I'm glad I found it because I'm guessing it's a limited thing because it's their 20th year anniversary.
Yeah, I've never seen that before ever.
Yeah, brand new. Celebrating 20 years for Founders.
Who brung it in? Did
Johnson Brothers. The liquor company. They distribute Founders.
Oh, okay.
Also, if you guys are looking for something, not this weekend, but I think next weekend.
Right.
Jail Beers has a patio party for Surly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They got like six beers from them coming up.
What day is that? Saturday?
17th, I think.
Okay. I'll try to make that.
Yeah.
Is it during the day?
It starts in the afternoon, goes towards till close.
Oh, okay. So it's an all day thing. So I work till 7, so I'll probably try to make that. I like Jail Beers, one of my favorites. You know what? I haven't actually been to Jail Beers all summer almost.
I haven't been there in a long time. And I should, because they got great burgers. They got great beer.
Yeah. Always. They always have great stuff on tap.
I like that location. I mean, even as small as it is, it's like it's just cozy. Yeah. I mean, you know.
And I know all the staffs. They're awesome people. So, yeah. I like Jail Beers.
So, I'm trying to get an event set up with them. And then I got one I'm trying to be the first person to set up an event at the Parrot's Cave for a tap takeover.
I think we will be able to do that.
I'm hoping.
That's not going to happen.
Hoping Josh will let me do it because I think he's going to push Robin to tell him that Josh and I will just run the whole show and he doesn't have to do a thing.
Yeah.
All I need is just four beers. And I got two of them already there.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he says yes, because they'll be small kegs. Two are big, two are small.
I think we'd be able to do it. Rob, I
think you'd be better off at Rumors.
Rob's taking a liking to us, Rumors?
I like Rumors a lot, too.
What's the guy's name that owns Rumors, Jesse?
BT.
Yep. BT, yeah. BT's hilarious. He used to have another owner, another guy that was with him.
Yeah, I think they dropped.
Yeah, BT. BT got the whole thing.
I was trying to figure out a way to get a GFBS concert going, because between Rumors and the Poorhouse, they're both right across the parking lot from each other. So you have this entire parking lot where you could have an awesome concert that you could put on, and both of them could cater it.
Well, and I know in like the fall, the outside of Rumors, they have the food trucks.
Yeah.
And I think I think it's the end of this month, if not in September.
Right. That'd be kind of cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could get a big name concert. But now HB Sound and Light, they're not doing those things anymore. You know?
No, because they want a lot of money, because it wasn't worth their time. They were losing money on especially the downtown events.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They lost money on that.
But the parking lot is definitely big enough to where you could throw a nice big band in there, and it's right in the center of town, and then you got two bars on each side of the parking lot.
You can go to both bars.
The only shitty part about that is someone's going to have to pony up to redo the whole parking lot, because it's just god awful.
Yeah, it's got a lot of like holes in it.
It dips everywhere.
People wouldn't be parking there.
But if you can get them to redo the parking lot just to make it better for everyone,
even for walking,
it's terrible.
Yeah, for walking too, because you got a lot of stumbling people. They might fall.
What is it? You got the church here, and then you got what? Rydell has the mall, has the strip or whatever.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Between the two of them, it'd be nice for them to pony up to redo the whole parking lot.
Yeah, just put. And just retar it.
Go as far as it can and let the South Town do the rest.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but then if you do have, that concert and everybody, you have this huge parking lot.
Yeah.
Well, there's also parking all around
the entire mall
for people.
That's
to,
true. And you can do the South End. Like, I think they had a party bus thing for like the downtown has their pub crawls. I think the Southtown has a pub crawl where they just get buses and they go bar to bar in the South End of town. And I think it's where they started Southgate too. You can get Southgate involved and just have them bring crews down here and come through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which would be cool.
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but I don't know if anybody wants to put the money out for it.
Yeah, you got
to
get sponsors. Pony up all this stuff. You know.
It's a tough sell. I mean, but it probably would do well. I mean, you know, did the parking lot one over there at the mall do well?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good concert?
At the other mall. I know they resurfaced the parking lot right before there was a big concert there.
Right, yeah. The Columbia Mall, right? Oh, no, not Columbia Mall. The Zombie Mall, that's what I call it.
Yeah. Well, you know, they always have the one that's right behind the River Cinema in East Grand Forks. Yeah. If they can do it there, why can't they do it over here?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. You know? I like that concert behind the cinema. That's an awesome concert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gone to that. Is that coming up soon?
Well, I know on Sunday we're going to be doing a remote there. They're doing a charity event.
Okay.
It's a softball tournament. I don't have the details.
They used to have a big cornhole tournament over there too. All the time.
That's part of the Moose does the cornhole.
But they had that rocking up North Fest is what I think
now,
it was.
Now it's Hot Valley Nights. That's coming in, I think, end of this month. If it's not September.
Yeah, I like that. I like that concert. That concert's awesome. Like,
they bring in some pretty good.
Yeah, I thought so.
Who was
the person that was at the concert at the mall here? You remember who that was?
But that Hot Valley Nights, how are they doing that now? Because I thought that they were going through HB to put up all the equipment and everything. And now if they're not doing that, I mean, they got to outsource another company.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to go to because I thought it was HB too because that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah. And HB's not doing it anymore. So.
But
because now, and especially with that Beacon coming up, they're just going to dominate everything.
Oh, yeah, Insight or whatever from Fargo.
Yep.
That's who's doing everything now?
Yeah, but Insight's smart. Like, they are not dumb. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I can see them absolutely fronting everything. Like, you know what? We're going to shut things down. They want to control it because they can.
Yeah, why not?
And let them do it because the Higos concerts are a good thing. But
yeah,
HB was also a part of those things and not anymore.
The Beacon, though, I mean, how smart. I mean, you got apartment complexes and you're going to be on the fourth floor of this apartment and you got front stage.
Yeah, because
every concert
the whole middle of it, there's like an amphitheater in the back with a TV screen inside of it, so you could see everything from a large portion.
Wow,
and it's a hockey rink.
Yeah, and even the middle thing, it's like
is that here in town?
Yeah, it's downtown.
That's what they're opening. Yep.
Right downtown. When you get over the bridge, downtown.
What are those apartments going for?
I don't know, but on the bottom too, they're going to have bars and restaurants and everything.
The bottom's all commercial.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
I saw the one in Fargo, and I mean, it's sick.
Yeah, the Light District, it's nuts. Yeah. That's how the one in the south end of town is, like on Columbia Road.
Right.
That's a nice apartment complex. People living in there, but the bottom's all for business.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, except they're trying to rape people. They want $35 a square foot,
and overhead, which is ridiculous. Like 20, even 20 is a lot.
Yeah.
If you
the average going rate, I think, is like 12.
Yeah,
and they want like 35.
If you can go 10, if you can go 10 to 15, and let them make money, like it's not the worst. I mean, it's what's going to be sustainable for a business to thrive. Like honestly, and if you did that, I would bring Fargo up here. I'd bring some businesses from Fargo, like Pounds, Worst Beer Hall.
We got a cookie place coming over here in
Crumble on the south end.
Crumble, right next to Anytime Fitness. So I could work out and go get some cookies afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, we had in Fargo, we had Crumble Cookie. That was good.
Do you like Crumble? Is Crumble a good place to...
It was better than I thought.
Yeah. I think Insomnia is way better.
See, I have mixed opinions on this because I think that this Beacon thing would be really cool.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want Grand Forks turning into Fargo.
No.
Yeah, we if all of a sudden you're just like burning out all the small businesses in town and bringing all these, you know, bigger ones like that are in Fargo and everything, and you're just ruining everything. I mean, here, you know, GFBS, we started this because we don't have a media station. Exactly. They went to Fargo. We don't have a newspaper. They went to Fargo.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, if they all start to try to come back and try to, you know, overtake us, it's like,
why?
We're just Fargo again. I mean,
I just want them to, if they don't want to try to bring businesses up here or let people put businesses in town.
Exactly.
I don't know any other option, but they won't let people try to even put a business in there. Like, cut them a break, which sucks.
No, like no independent businesses are struggling a lot.
I know a lady who makes really good carry.
Yeah.
She makes really good cookies. She's got really good designs. They're delicious. I think she would do a killing to have a bakery.
Right.
Besides, for heaven's cakes around the corner here.
Right. Right.
But.
Yeah, what if you have like one of these bigger ones that decides to open up a shop right across the mall, the hall here from Oh for Heaven's Cakes, and effectively tries to put them out of business.
That's
BS. They've been in business in Grand Forks for God knows how long, and then you're just going to have somebody come in here and try to ruin them.
But if you're gonna do something like that, put a bakery downtown or put it in one of the new spots.
Yeah.
Like on the south end of town, like in that little strip, the Grove.
Yeah.
I have no problem if somebody wants to open another bakery, but I don't want it to be a corporate chain.
No, yeah, be your own thing.
No.
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
Yep.
Independent, like small business is awesome. Mm-hmm. We don't need these big companies coming down here and taking over and, making us think twice about going to the small guy. But I think around here, we're all about the small guy. I think we support the small guy.
Yeah, until people... don't, because they don't care.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah,
I would say put a bakery in town here, but have a license to have beer. Put beer with them.
Yeah,
beer and wine, baked goods,
beer and cookies. Let's go for it.
Yeah, instead of beer and coffee, do beer and cookies.
Beer and cookies
or muffins. I'll take anything.
Beer and muffins. Yeah,
give me a slice of cake and
pizza and beer. That's what Half Brothers does, right? Pizza and beer. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard sell these days to have any business anywhere.
And the reason that it drives me nuts is because, we have, a bunch of businesses that have been coming down here. Like, I'll just take the Crooked Pint, for example.
Right.
When they first opened, they were awesome.
Yes.
And Firehouse Subs, they were awesome.
Yes.
Until corporate management left.
Yeah.
And then they went to shit.
Is Crooked Pint closed now?
They are temporarily because they had a little fire incident over their coolant system.
Yeah, I drove by there the other day. I went to go grab me a sandwich from Mike's.
And Steamatic and a bunch of people are in there trying to. They've got it. I was in there earlier this week. It's gutted pretty well.
Nice.
So they're going to put in new coolers. They're all new flooring, all new walls. Bathrooms are getting redone.
Oh, so they had a fire. Okay.
But my point is that so you have this corporate company come in, and they effectively put a business out of business after 7-8 months of opening it up. And then after that 7-8 months, the corporate entities, the management and everything, they go back to the, the Minneapolis area or whatever it is, and then they leave it in charge of the new manager that they left in charge.
Right.
And then the restaurant goes to complete crap. So now you have this crap restaurant that put another restaurant that was local out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's crappy.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal for everybody, and I see it happening all the time. I mean, Famous Dave's was here. It didn't last, though.
Nope.
No. Didn't last. I thought it was a little too pricey. I think people around here.
It's owned by Jail Beers and Donald Taco.
Yeah.
They should have just brought in their own, which was Noble. That's their own smokehouse restaurant that we were at when we had the cargo.
Yeah, I met the owner. He was a prick.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is sometimes, too.
I would have taken it was a different name. I would have taken that just because it's a different.
Noble, right?
Yeah.
I think that would have been way better than Famous Dave's.
Yeah.
I don't know how they had to buy into the Famous Dave's name to get it.
I think the licensing was up for that on the franchise.
You know what? I wouldn't even did it. I'm sorry, but it was a lot of. The food wasn't that great. It wasn't that great. Cooked well.
All this takeout food thing, it doesn't get to me. Like if I'm gonna, I'll cook at home if I want to eat at home.
Exactly.
If I want to go out to eat, I want to go out. When I heard that Famous Dave's was coming here, I was like excited. I was like, oh, cool, we're gonna have a new restaurant. And then I looked in, I walked in there, I was like, oh, it's just to go.
Yeah.
So I can just order DoorDash.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Stupid. Everyone thought it was takeout, but there was two doors. One was for dine-in, one's for takeout. But
yeah, you can sit there and eat.
They never specified that you could do dine-in.
Yeah,
but the dine-in, you couldn't even drink. They didn't even have a beer license.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was an issue.
But they had beer. Yes, they did. They had beer. I had a beer there. Yes, they did.
Oh, they did?
They actually ended up having taps of beer there.
I walked in there, and it was like the size of the studio, and I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, they had beer there. They had little taps to the left of it. Yeah, I remember that. I actually had a beer there. It was all right, and I sat there one day, and I ate.
And I like the Vinyl Taco.
Yeah.
Vinyl Taco is awesome.
You know?
Vinyl Taco is still one of my go-to places that I go to. you know, I do love Charas because Charas, you know, just
I'm just stoked
if you can get in.
The energy in Charas is good. You know what? We got a little favorite. We're favorites there, so we kind of can get in. You know, type of thing. Just call me if you want to get in the final.
Okay. I'm just stoked. We have Red Shed though.
Yeah, Red Shed's good. Yeah,
those guys are awesome. They're incredibly nice owners, and I'm happy that we finally have a decent barbecue.
And they actually make their brisket. Because you know, at Famous Dave's, that brisket came in a bag.
I don't know. I got a little bit of a stint with this Red Shed guy, though.
Why? Well, that Tyler?
Tanner. Because
Tanner?
Well, okay, he was killing it at the Food Truck Festival. And it's Red Shed Smokehouse because he's got the Red Shed.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I went in when he opened up his new restaurant. I said, yeah, you should advertise with us. Yeah. And said, you know, we're still opening and, you know, we're trying to, you know, budget things out and blah, blah, blah. Well, I saw his ad on a Newman billboard. Which he way overpaid for.
They won't.
So, you know,
like over a couple thousand.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, you know what? You made the wrong decision. You should have just advertised with us. It would have been way cheaper and way more effective.
He doesn't know. I don't think he realized who's listening. You know, people are actually listening to Grand Forks Best Source.
There's a girl who does brisket and barbecue like that too. She's a really good one. It's her name's. I don't remember her name. But it's Bourbon and Barbecue or Bourbon and Brisket.
Is that here in town?
She's a food truck.
Food truck.
And she's booked out solid. Like, she's insanely hard to get a hold of. Like, I think she's got, like, almost 6 months to a year wait list.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But, the thing, I mean, I really like his food and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Red Shed Smokehouse, and now he's at Northside Cafe. There's no Red Shed. There's nothing there. Like, you branded yourself as this food truck. If you're going to open that business, I think you should have rebranded it. If you're going to open a restaurant,
if they were to, I think, or bank a barn rooftop at least.
Yeah. But how much money would that cost? Probably as much as advertising on one of those stupid digital billboards.
Yeah, that's the shitty part.
Exactly. Yo. I mean, around here, you know how it is. It's word of mouth. That billboard's not going to do nothing for you. I'm sorry.
And you know, me saying it is like, okay, yeah, I saw it.
Right.
But the reason that I noticed it is because I'm in the advertising business. Yeah. Anybody that's just driving down the road isn't going to know what the hell that even means.
No.
You know, like
good food, though. Good food.
I drove by it at, 10 miles an hour. Red Shed Smoke. What the fuck is that?
Now that you told me where the billboard is at, now I'll look for it. But before, I've driven by it 1,000 times, and I've never seen it.
And now these digital ones, they cycle through ads.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you...
You got to drive slow. You got to drive slow and wait for it.
I think anybody that pays for these are just ridiculously. Yeah. I don't get it.
You know what? They think that it's the problem is that they think that it's going to be a big deal for them, and they think that it's going to work for what they're trying to do. But
trying to get an ad on like iHeart. Like, oh my god, I'm on iHeart.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening to that shit.
Nobody's listening to it. No. I'm sorry. I don't listen to iHeart. I've had it on my phone for years. I don't listen. Yeah. You know, I listen to Brew Brothers podcast on it. That's about it.
I got them, and I got a couple murder mysteries. I got some Midwest murder.
Yeah, I like the mysteries thing. I was watching that mysteries show on is it on Hulu with Steve Martin and Martin Short and Selena Gomez? They got some murder mystery like. It's like a bunch of episodes on it. It's actually really good. I watched like the first two episodes last night.
Well, if you want something good to watch, you watch Twisted Metal on Peacock.
I have Peacock. And Twisted Metal? I played the game so much I can't watch it.
My license plate on my motorcycle is Mr. Grimm.
Twisted Metal on Peacock?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. I got to check that out.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch it.
I haven't watched yet because I'm watching wrestling. I'm recycling wrestling shows, and I'm finishing up SummerSlam from the... Yeah. That from this year, so I'm just cycling through.
Well, I watched the new Transformers on Paramount.
That's not bad.
It was good. I'm gonna tell you, it's more dear to my heart because it's like based out of New York City. It's in Brooklyn. The guy that's the main guy, Anthony Ramos, one of my favorite singers. He's from Brooklyn. He's a singer from Brooklyn. He makes amazing music, and he's an actor too. He was in that musical, the hip hop musical. I can't remember the name of it right now. Fuck, Google that. Hip-hop musical. Anyway, he's an amazing actor. The fact that he actually became a Transformer in the movie was so dope. That was so dope. I was geeked out after that. I was like, oh, this is amazing. And they had these, they called them the Maximus.
Yep.
And they transformed too. They had like this gorilla one, and they had a rhino one, and then they had a...
Cheetah.
The Cheetah one. I thought it was awesome, man. It was good.
If anybody wants to know everything about all this stuff, check out big screens and TV streams on GFBS.
Yes,
we talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, you know, we was actually talking to Victor about all this.
I'm going to have to sit down with Victor about this because I'll nerd out as much as he will.
Yeah, I was geeked out. But after watching the Transformers, I was like, I'm going to watch that again.
Although
I'll probably watch it tonight again.
I got Peacock, so I'm watching Super Mario.
Okay. I got to get Peacock. I don't have Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock's good.
Yeah,
Peacock's really good.
I didn't get that one. Yeah. You got Peacock?
Is Victor going to be mad if I drink on the show while guessing?
Huh?
If I were to pop on the show with Victor, would he be mad if I'm drinking on the show?
No.
Okay, good.
No,
I do. I drink all day.
Fair.
Yeah, I guess, we'd never tried the Spotted Cow while we were here, actually.
Cracker open. Okay,
crack one open. Have you ever had a Spotted Cow?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Just no to every answer.
She's still working on her quirk.
Yeah, a little slow.
Come on.
Ooh. I know.
Hey, you want to pour that for me? I gotta finish my my stout here.
I just finished off the bottle. I refueled my bottle. Gross.
I'm good here. I'm good. We're going to try some Spotted Cow. You can only buy this beer in Wisconsin. You can't buy this beer anyplace else.
That's good. I think I've heard of it.
It's like a cream ale. It's actually a decent beer.
It's a German cream ale.
Yeah, I don't think it's their best beer either, but it's
their best selling one. I think
number one selling beer. Yeah,
I think Fat Squirrel is better, or Two Pale Women.
Oh, Two Pale Women. Yes.
Oh, that's a good beer.
That's a good beer, right?
That's a good beer.
That's a good beer. No. I think it's good. Yo, it's super light. It's good. It's tasty. It's about a cow. I mean, can't really go wrong.
No.
It's like that beer. You can just, you know, it's light beer, right? It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy. Yeah. I like it. Have you ever had that before, Katie? No? What do you think?
It's light.
It's light, right? Said. Yeah. I actually bring a lager. I bring a lager our last show for Dale. It's a generic lager from a little brown jug. He loved it. He's like, oh, you wonder if I give you some money to get some more of that lager you gave me? I was like, you don't have to give me any money. I got some at home. I'll just drop some off for you. I think we have, how much beer do you have at home, Alan?
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, quite a bit.
I keep getting more and more stuff especially when I'm delivering for McKinnon.
Absolutely.
I go to every city, like all these other cities, like Bemidji. I picked up like 2 4-packs.
Yeah.
Or sorry, I picked up 2 12-packs. The Casa Danger variety pack. So it's got some it's got their more tropical ones in there.
Yeah.
I picked up Firestone Walker's variety pack of all tropical hazy IPAs.
Nice.
I got a Dirty 30.
Nothing. Bush Light.
Nothing wrong with the Dirty 30.
Nothing wrong with Bush Light, man. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I've never had a Bush Light.
What?
I've never had a Bush
Light. What? God, you haven't lived.
I've never had a Bush Light. You know what?
I work in a small town bar on the weekends, and it is Bush Country.
I know.
And I'm a Coors Light guy, but I get bought beer all the time, so I get bought Bush Light quite a bit, and I'm not even mad. Like,
I've never had a Bush Light. I've had Coors Light. I've had Miller Lite.
Bush Light's just good for what it is, but if the customer buys it for me, I'll drink it. I'm just going to normally I'll drink Coors Light, but if they buy it for me, I'll drink it. I don't mind Bush Light at all. It does the job.
Yeah.
I'd rather drink that over Bud Light because I think Bud Light's too sweet. Bush Light actually I think has better flavor than Bud Light does.
Yeah. I've had Bud Light. Yeah. I've had Budweiser. I've never had a Bush Light. Just never appealed to me. I don't know why.
It's way better than all of them.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
He drinks it religiously.
That's my go-to, actually.
Bush Light's your go-to?
It is, just because it's the lightest one.
I think Miller Lite tastes like drinking a wet sock.
Miller Lite gives me headaches. I don't. Miller Lite just gives me headaches for some reason. The one that's the worst is Ultra. That is just straight up. That is just a bitch beer.
Yeah, I know a guy that drinks Ultra.
It's worse than everything. It's just you're paying for really expensive water at that point.
No, I would drink my go-to beer is Coors Banquet.
Banquet's good.
That's my go-to beer. I kind of like it. It's just smooth.
I used to drink Coors all the time until I got into the Bush Light thing. Yeah. You know, it's just a habitual thing. You know,
Coors Banquet and all and Budweiser. It's diesel fuel.
Yeah.
Got a heavy flavor. Got a heavier body. You can only drink so many of them.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I got a buddy. He loves Coors Light. He's always like, "Hey man, come on man, come on over. I got a 24-pack. Let's drink some Coors Light." And I'll get there, literally, he'll drink 22 and I'll drink 2.
That's fair. I mean, he's doing the heavy work. He bought it. Yeah.
I seriously think that if you were to put Coors Light in a Busch Light can,
be the same thing.
Nobody would know the difference. It's just the visualization and, you know, all of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
People wouldn't notice?
No one can tell the difference.
No. That's crazy.
I mean, it might taste a little funky at first, but after one, you're just going to be like, that was just a weird one.
Yeah.
You know? But after that, I mean, because people don't drink Busch Lights and Coors Lights because they taste good. They drink them because they want quantity.
It's economically friendly.
Yeah. My buddy goes to Rumors to drink Coors because they're like $2.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like $2 to drink a can, right? See the can, a little can there?
Yep.
Yeah, so $2 for a can, that's pretty cheap.
Well, you know, if you're sitting, you know, you have friends and family over.
Right.
You fill a couple of coolers. I mean, you're not going to fill them with, like, premium is, what, $30 a case or something for 24, where you can get at 30 least. For 30 Busch Lights for 20?
You're putting domestics in there, and you're putting seltzers in there, like what we were drinking today.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go cheaper, right?
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, some of the beer we drink is expensive.
Seltzers and seltzers and easy drinks.
Yeah, seltzers and some Coors, Busch, and all that stuff. I mean, you do that when you're having, like, parties. You don't want to go get some Half Brothers for everybody to drink all day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the bazooka bro.
Wasn't my favorite.
No? Wasn't my favorite either.
It was okay.
Yeah. You know. I'm waiting for them to go back down another lane, a Laffy Taffy lane again.
That's coming back.
Yeah. I know that. They're going to have a whole bunch of different flavors.
I know the Bazooka Bro one. They're going to do like a cotton candy one. Yeah,
they're going to do like a raspberry, a watermelon one
too. They already got the watermelon one out.
It's out now?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. I know the Laffy Taffy series. They're only going to do the orange one, maybe some banana, but that's it.
So is there a Laffy Taffy watermelon out now?
No, it's just the Bazooka Joe.
Yeah.
It's just watermelon.
Oh, I didn't realize that was the one, but I know they're doing a Laffy Taffy.
Just the banana one. They're bringing back the orange one. And the banana one, they might bring back a little bit of it.
Okay.
The orange one was the workhorse. That one was the best one.
So good for them. Did well for them.
Yeah, it was such a good flavor, too.
Yeah. No. I mean, they're the only show in town now, so.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I mean, Half Brothers is it. Rhombus is gone. And
I know.
That's so weird that Rhombus is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have never thought that.
No. Yeah. Oh, love the pizza, though.
Pizza's still staying around, except for...
Yeah, the pizza's good.
I heard they closed on both shops, even the pizza joint.
No, they didn't. Pizza shop's still going. I was there not too long ago, and he was just there.
I was there on Wednesday night.
Yeah, he was
just there. Yeah, somebody was telling me that they closed down the rooftop bar.
I was there on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I was there for my birthday, which was the week before.
Okay.
I was there with Joe and Eric and, you know, the ladies and stuff. So, no, absolutely.
What a cool joint, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, love that spot. That's one of my favorite spots.
And now wait till next year. Skies is going to have a rooftop patio as well.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, they're going to
have that'll be awesome.
So
they got totally new ownership.
Yep.
He was on on the show with Put a Fork in It that we have on here.
Are you talking about Nate?
Possibly.
Heavier set guy?
No, okay. This guy was like kind of smaller, blonde hair.
Okay, that's probably the actual owner of everything.
Yeah.
Because it's a company, it's a corporation out of Minneapolis that I think got them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not even calling it Skies. They're calling it...
It's still Skies. That's the bar.
Right.
The everything. But, like, Opal is the hotel that's attached to it. Opaland.
Also, there's going to be a hotel there and everything.
And I think boutique or something down on the first floor.
Nice.
But, so this thing is going to be huge because the fifth floor is their Cloud9 events, like for gala, for weddings.
Yep, I know where that's at. Yeah.
But on top, starting next year, from what I was told... They're going to be doing an all-seasons patio, so it's going to be encased.
Oh, I like
cool.
it.
So it's going to be all-season 24, all 360, 365 days open patio up there with a full bar and everything.
That, you know, I've had these thoughts of doing stuff like that and opening an IMAX and all these. Like, all this stuff that is so cool that everybody's doing, like, I've already wanted to do all this stuff, but unfortunately, I don't have $1 million.
Yeah.
So,
and a whole lot more than a million.
And yeah, exactly.
And I don't know. And some businesses will not let you do a rooftop, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't get why. Like, everyone wants to be on patios. Like, put more rooftops up, people will pay
to go
up there and just enjoy
it. So in New York City in the wintertime, you know what they have? They do outside and at a lot of the parks and restaurants, they have these igloos that you can go inside.
That's what Spud Jr. did during COVID.
And they're enclosed. They're enclosed igloos. You could have dinner with your significant other in the igloo.
The Crave in Fargo. Yeah. That's what they're doing outside of the mall. There, they actually have those igloos.
The igloos are so cool in New York City.
That's smart to do too.
Yeah, they've been doing it in New York City for years. So I'm sure they got the idea from the person who does it from there, probably. But they've been doing it forever. It's really a good look. It's awesome. Like, you know, I haven't done it, but I just haven't got around to doing it. But the restaurants. They're, of course, they're amazing. They're pricey, but it's worth it. You know, it's always worth it.
The only one I'm wondering now is, like, for a new business, like the AMC movie theater is bought up by a – it's a new company that's coming in.
Yeah.
And they're gutting the whole thing for the new movie theater on Columbia – or on, sorry, 32nd.
Oh. They're going to make a new movie theater?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard they're going to make it state-of-the-art. It's like some big-time thing.
It's a company that scooped up right away once they saw it for sale.
Yeah.
I think they're taking over all the AMCs that are going out.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good, man.
Hopefully, I mean,
they're going to try
to turn it into an IMAX, it's going to destroy the River Cinema.
That's what they're trying to compete with, this River Cinema, and I think they're above. Yeah. I think they're going above it.
Mm-hmm. They have to.
Because, there's an open lot next to it. I wonder if they're going to do something with that, because it's right in front of an apartment building, so
I used to live
kind of smart to do something there.
I used to live right down the street from the theater in Grand Forks here, and I've never been there.
Yeah. Any big blockbuster movie that comes out,
they're
going to go see it on the IMAX.
That's the first thing they go to. Yeah.
And the River Cinema doesn't have an IMAX.
Winnipeg has an IMAX, and I love going up there to see movies on it. I saw Jurassic Park the first time on IMAX. It was freaking amazing.
Even if they bring back old movies from the 90s or whatever, and they put them in IMAX theaters, they'll sell out like a hot... minute.
Yeah.
Anything old will sell out quickly.
Put Star Wars on there. You'll never get anyone to leave.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there forever. I love
Transformers.
Star Wars.
I already got a hold of River Cinema. Transformers, the original movie, the animated one.
Oh, yes. The 80s?
Leonard.
Classic.
Yep.
With Orson Welles and Leonard Nimoy.
Yes. You know? Classic. Yeah. I tried to, I had to get my son to look at all the old Transformers stuff on the internet, on YouTube.
I have the DVDs of, the original, G1 Transformers, the cartoons. Right. I have those. And I have the original X-Men, even though they're on Disney Plus.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, we should probably, we're at an hour and a half here.
Oh, wow. We're really just talking today. We just swayed right off of beer and seltzers and stuff, but.
Yeah, I think we got out of hand on that.
You know what? It's okay, though. You know what? Sometimes we just kind of get in a chatty mood and we just want to just talk about, everything.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
So we got some seltzers here today. We had some Boulevard seltzers, the Quirk.
The Quirks, yeah.
The Quirks. We got the hard seltzer. Remember, there's Truly out there, White Claw. Am I missing something, Alan?
But if you're looking for the best ones, I would say hit up the Quirks, the best. They have there's three variety packs. The whip ones, I think, are the best flavor.
Yeah, the whip ones, yeah.
There's two other variety packs. After that, I'm going for Fulton.
Fulton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fulton does have great seltzers.
They have a really good variety packs, but they have a lemonade variety pack, which is killer. And they have a variety pack lemonade. They're really delicious. We already had one of them.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah.
I like them. I thought they were great.
The Truly vodka sodas and now the White Claw vodka sodas.
Right. Yeah. There's lots of seltzers out there. If you're looking for something lighter, not heavy, as the stuff that we drink sometimes.
Was she even wearing pants?
Yeah. She got on pants. Just distractions. We got a lot of distractions of ladies walking by here because we're in the Grand Cities Mall here. So our window you can see all the ladies walking by. There's lots of ladies walking by. And, sometimes they look like they probably don't have any clothes on.
But if you besides the things we're looking at, if you are looking for the better of all, the go to is going to be Carbless from now on.
Carbless.
It's the best one out there, hands down, for flavor all around. So they drink like juice.
They do. They are juicy.
High Noon, it's popular, but it's good.
Yeah.
But it still has too much carbonation in there.
It does.
Not as much real fruit. Not as real much juice as.
Yeah.
Carbless is.
Makes you feel bloated.
Yeah.
It does.
And I think they're overpriced.
They are expensive for four. Yeah. Four is like $20.
Yeah.
For four little cans.
Yeah.
Not even big cans. Anyway, you are, thanks for joining us on episode number 7. We really appreciate everybody who follows us and hits us up and everybody who sends us beer. It's pretty awesome. We really appreciate it. My name is Shannon Shell, and this is...
I'm Alan Kirkaby. Thanks, guys.
This is producer Paul right there. And we just want to say thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate it. It's the Brew Brothers Podcast, and we'll catch you guys on episode 8.
Yeah, thanks, guys.